Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The death of Mullah Omar officially confirmed. The Islamist movement formally announced Thursday that Mullah Omar died of illness, but gave no details of when or where, saying only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The announcement sheds no new light on whether a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government is correct in saying Omar died 2 years ago. Pakistan said Thursday the next round of Afghan peace talks had been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Qazi Khalilullah is the Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman.
As you know, that on 7th of July, the talks actually took place here. And what we are saying is that we are going to facilitate the second round as well.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Khalilullah said Pakistan remains hopeful the Taliban leadership will stay engaged in the peace process. Nigeria's army says it rescued 59 women, children, and old men being held hostage by Boko Haram Islamic militants. Army officials say soldiers raided Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. The officials say many of the terrorists were killed and a number of weapons and vehicles seized. An ultra-Orthodox Jew stabbed 6 people, 2 seriously, during a gay pride parade Thursday in Jerusalem. Witnesses say the alleged attacker jumped out of the crowd and began stabbing people despite a heavy police presence. Israeli police say the suspect was freed from prison just 3 weeks ago for a similar knife attack on a gay pride march back in 2005. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised that justice will be served. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is launching a 5-nation tour of the Middle East and South Asia on Friday in a bid to strengthen economic and security ties and ease concerns about the Iran nuclear deal. Secretary Kerry will begin his trip in Cairo, where he and Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry will co-host a strategic dialogue on the domestic situation in the country, as well as the regional fight against terrorism. The United States added 26 new names to the list of persons and entities targeted for sanctions over Russia's actions in Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury Department named 13 individuals and entities linked to serious and sustained evasion of existing sanctions by Gennady Timchenko and Boris Rotenberg, longtime close associates of President Vladimir Putin, and by the Kalashnikov Concern, maker of the Kalashnikov assault rifle. All 3 are already on the sanctions list. Investigators in Toulouse, France, will start examining a piece of plane debris found on Reunion Island to determine if the numbers found on the object correspond to the Malaysian airline jet that mysteriously vanished in March of last year. The 2-meter-long fragment, a wing component called a flaperon, was found Wednesday on a beach on Reunion Island, east of Madagascar and more than 3,500 kilometers from where the Boeing 777 was last tracked. Australian Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss, who's been leading the search for the plane off the southwest coast of Australia, called the discovery a potential breakthrough.
It's been in the water for a year and a half now, and it's moved, obviously, a considerable distance. So it won't be all that helpful in pinpointing precisely where the aircraft might be located. But if this wreckage is linked to MH370, it'll certainly confirm that the aircraft has gone into the water in the Indian Ocean area.
The Malaysia Airlines flight, which was carrying 239 people, took off from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, in March of 2014 on its way to Beijing. It vanished from radar more than an hour later, somewhere over the South China Sea. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's opened up a probe into the killing of Cecil the lion earlier this month, as the American dentist who is accused of killing it remains in hiding amid global disdain for the slaying. In a Twitter post, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it's been unsuccessful in reaching the dentist, Walter Palmer of Eden Prairie, Minnesota. The agency urged Palmer or his representative to contact U.S. officials immediately. The U.S. economy advanced a solid 2.3% in the April to June period after a harsh winter with a small gain. The Commerce Department reports that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the world's largest economy ahead in the second quarter. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.